As I said, we have four who are getting baptized this morning. Four believers in Jesus Christ becoming baptized this morning. They are obeying the command of Jesus to be baptized upon belief in him, upon becoming his disciple. But before we can really get to the waters of baptism, we need to first get to some other important things, like we need to get to the truth about sin and God's judgment. And then we need to get to the truth about the good news of Jesus Christ. And then we need to get to the proper response to that good news. So the Bible tells us that this truth about ourselves before God. The Bible describes us this way, as sinners, as transgressors, as those who have trespassed against God, against his will. We're described as enemies of God, rebellious against God, hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds. That's what the Bible says about me and you. The Bible says that we are excluded from the life that God himself is. And as we read earlier, we are dead in those sins before him. We are children of wrath. That means we are worthy of God's righteous judgment against us, eternal judgment. And we are helpless in that condition. The Bible says that we can do absolutely nothing in and of ourselves to change that condition before God. We deserve that everlasting condemnation in hell from a holy and righteous God. That's what the Bible says about the human race, about you, about me. Do you know that? Have you ever heard that before? Have you been maybe even trying to put your finger on what's wrong with your own life, but haven't been able to figure it out? This is what the Bible says. God puts his finger on it for you through his word. We're dead before him, and that's a problem. We were created to live for him, to honor him, to please him, to know him, to love him, to worship him, to exalt him and glorify him in everything. And yet we are dead in our rebellion against him. Once you've faced that bad news, you can then face the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel. The Bible tells us that Jesus bore in his body on the cross 2,000 years ago sin, but not his own sin. Jesus, who personally knew no sin himself, willingly substituted himself in the place of sinners at the cross to bear their sin out of his holy Father's sight. That's what the Bible says. His Father looked upon him there as he hung on the cross as if the sin upon him was his own. And so the Father did what he must do. He turned his wrath toward his Son. And he poured out all of his wrath upon his Son in the place of the sinners who deserve his wrath. The penalty that the sinners should have paid was then paid instead by Jesus on the cross. Forgiveness of sin was purchased because of what the Son and the Father did at the cross together. And the good news tells us, the gospel tells us, that Jesus died and that he was buried, and then 3 days later, God raised him up from the dead. And currently, we are told that he is at the right hand of his Father in heaven until it is time for him to return to judge the world and to reign upon it. Have you ever heard that? Do you know that? Does your soul in your heart even leap for joy to hear something like that in light of what the Bible says about who you are without him? If you first get to the truth about sin and judgment about ourselves, and then you get to the truth of the gospel, and then you can get to the proper response. The Bible tells us that Jesus did this for particular sinners. Which ones? He did this great work at the cross for every single sinner who believes Jesus. Faith is the proper response to that truth about yourself, about sin, about judgment, and the truth of the gospel, of what Jesus did. The proper response is to believe that God did what he said he did at the cross through his son, and to believe it for you. The proper response is to entrust your life to Jesus Christ. It is to cast everything you know about yourself upon everything you know about him and what he did at the cross, an empty tomb for you. Faith is that great looking away from yourself and looking to Jesus and casting yourself on him in faith. And he is the focal point of faith. Faith is not the focal point of faith. A person is the focal point of faith, and it is God's Son, Jesus. And all who have done this, and all who do this now, even today, and all who will do this, believing on him, they are the ones for which forgiveness of sins is promised. On the basis of that faith in Jesus Christ, God then declares that believer to be righteous in his sight. God looks at that one as if he has never sinned at all, ever, or ever will. And for the one who will not believe, the one who will not trust in Christ, the one who will not look away from himself or herself, but still cling to himself or herself, that one must face everlasting judgment. Do you know this? Have you believed yet in this way, where you've casted yourself upon Jesus and said, "Rescue me from all that I am and all that I deserve in wrath"? You see, these are the important things to get to first before we get to the waters of baptism. And now we can talk about what baptism is. These four today profess this biblical response to Jesus. They are believers in Jesus Christ. And really, baptism is as simple as obedience to Jesus. He's determined that one of the very first acts of obedience for those who believe is to be baptized. To be baptized is to go all the way under the water and then come all of the way out of the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And these four believers today simply want to do that because they want to be obedient to Jesus Christ and be baptized because of their belief in his saving work at the cross and the empty tomb for them. But water baptism is also an amazing outward picture of an inward spiritual reality that has already taken place within each one of these believers. Romans 6 tells us that they have been buried with Christ, which means that their old rebel self that was dead in transgressions and sins has died with Christ. And they cannot go back to that same dead in sin condition that they were in without Christ. And so going under the water then is the picture of that burial with Christ. And that's a wonderful picture, but that's not where it ends. We don't keep them under the water. They come out of the water. They've been raised with Christ, which means that they've been raised up to walk in newness of life, to live a new life that's been purchased for them by Jesus' death. They now have new desires that they never had before. They have an equipping to be obedient to him that they never had before. It's because they're new creatures in Christ. And coming up out of the water is the picture of that being raised to newness of life in Christ. And water baptism is also really as simple as public identification. When a believer gets baptized, the believer is declaring before all of the witnesses that he or she is a member of that group of followers of Jesus Christ, the church. All of you watching today will know this about these four believers in Jesus, that they want to be identified with all of you. Four believers in Jesus are associating themselves publicly with a bunch of other believers in Jesus Christ who happen to be known as Grace Bible Church. And so what we get to hear from these four this morning, each one of them being baptized, is how the gospel of Jesus Christ was powerful to save them. What they all desire is to boast not in themselves at all, but to boast in Jesus Christ and what he has done on their behalf. And so I want to encourage you to listen very carefully. Little ones, little kids, big kids, moms and dads, listen carefully. And think what they're saying. God, have you done that in my life? Has Jesus Christ saved you in this way?